on the phone with a friend of mine who I went to high school with, who is off doing amazing things, Navy SEAL and astronaut Chris Cassidy. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be with you.
It is great to be with you as well, because I have a couple of things I want to get to regarding your Instagram page here in just a second. But the reason we're talking is you have a very special mission coming up in a couple of months as an astronaut representing the state of Maine, replacing an astronaut on the space station representing the state of Maine.
That's exactly right. It's an exciting time for Mainers. Yeah, Jessica Muir is up there. We'll overlap for about a week at the tail end of her mission and the start of mine as we hand over from crew to crew. So it'll be exciting to see her up there.
Now, the state we grew up in, celebrating its bicentennial here in a couple months. In honor of that, do you think the people at NASA will let you, like, sneak, you know, a bag of steamers on, or, you know, some lobster, maybe a whoopie pie, so you guys can have a little Maine dinner before you guys split up?
Yeah, we do. We definitely will have some Maine stuff. And in fact, as you know, Stonewall Kitchen is right there in our hometown, and they have graciously are providing some blueberry jam and some other yummy Stonewall Kitchen goodies that will be with me on the board of the space station. So there will be for sure some taste of Maine with us.
Man, you guys are going to eat well. What do you normally get to snack on while you're on the space station or on a mission? Is anything quite as good as blueberry jam?
That's kind of tops, but the... The food is pretty good. You know, there's a food lab right here in Houston where I'm talking to you from, and there's a team of folks that make it in the kitchen, and then they just package it in a special way where they dehydrate each dish and remove the water, and we just add the water back to it. So there's a wide variety of food, and of course there's things like M&Ms and granola bars and all, you know, snacky stuff that we can nibble on all during the day. But
there
no
go.
Shortage of food, which is a trouble for me. I love to eat.
M&Ms melt in your mouth and float in space. So there you go. I've always been curious, Chris, while you are on spacewalks. First of all, what number spacewalk is this for you?
This will be my third mission, and I've done six spacewalks previously, and I have another one, maybe two, coming up on this mission.
Here's the thing I wonder about, because, you know, my mind tends to wander when I'm in, like, a meeting here at work or at church sitting in the pew. Does your mind wander when you're out walking in space, like, away from the mission to, oh, geez, I wonder if I left the toaster on or something like that?
Occasionally you do, as you're sitting there looking down at Earth, and sometimes you're waiting on the ground to make a decision on something. You might have a minute or two just kind of hang out, and you gaze at the world go by, and you wonder what's going on in that part of the world. And then, did I hook my tether up? That's one of the
you
ones.
Know?
Like, that's equivalent to, did I leave the iron on? Am I tethered? Holy cow.
Man, that is got to be the worst feeling. Like, for a brief second, you're like, wow, I'm floating a bit further away from the International Space Station than I should. And did I remember to clip the carabiner and my tether to the station?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, not mildly terrifying at all, which kind of leads into my next question. Navy SEAL, and thank you for your service. I think what you did for our country is amazing. And you are an astronaut. Some pretty high-profile, high-intensity situations. Are you scared of anything like spiders or snakes or mascots or something like that, something weird like that?
Oh, man. I think I'm scared of failing. You know,
okay.
I instilled in me from my time in the Navy and with my SEAL team buddies, I never want to let anybody down. And I certainly, in sports, back in high school, let people down, let myself down in many, many games. And maybe that's where I said, I don't want to ever do that again. And I think it's fear of disappointing my teammates is
okay.
The biggest thing.
And that's fair. I think we can all relate to that to some degree. And I think you're being a little hard on yourself about the whole high school football thing. You did well in sports, both in football and basketball, if I remember correctly. One final thing. Now, this is what I wanted to get to as far as your Instagram page. First of all, you've got the greatest Instagram name ever with Astro SEAL.
Yeah.
Astro SEAL is such a great Instagram name, but I was kind of browsing through some of the pictures, and whoever's doing the photography, it's amazing. But how fun was it for you to dance to the Get Up, Blanco Brown's The Get Up, with that young lady who was helping you out and showing you the dance moves?
Oh, my God. That was so much fun. It's a daughter of a work colleague, and I came into work and said, I really love this song, and apparently it's a dance challenge, and she said, oh, my daughter's all into that, and I said, well, I think she can teach me, and so So she came to work one day and was teaching me, and we grabbed the NASA photographers and captured some of it. Now, I will tell you that that wasn't all one take. We had to do, I was a hopeless cause for the first 10, 15 minutes, and then she finally got me a little squared away, but it was a lot of fun. She had fun, I had fun, and the camera guys had fun, too.
It looked like a blast. You were definitely a good sport. All right, we're going to close with this. I know you're talking about sneaking some of the Maine products on board to celebrate the state of Maine, but any chance, I mean, since I know an astronaut, any chance you could get, like, since the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl, get a Patrick Mahomes MVP football snuck into the manifest, and you can maybe show it during a press conference or something while you're up there?
Oh, well, unfortunately, we're a little bit late for adding stuff.
All my
things have already been shipped and manifested up, and
blast.
Some of that is already up there. So if we'd have talked to 3 months ago, I could have accommodated you. But then the Chiefs didn't know if they were going to win at that point.
So. Exactly. So now that I know the NASA timelines and I'm kind of in the loop, for your next mission, we'll talk about sneaking something into the manifest. How's that?
Absolutely. And the awesome season by the Chiefs. Amazing what they did. I'm so proud for them.
Yep, absolutely. Well, listen, Chris Cassidy, always great to catch up with you any chance that I get. I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but we talk from time to time. And again, really proud of you both for serving our country and what you're doing to lead the way in space, how you help the environment, and how you're a good sport even when the kids come along and ask you to dance. So good on you. Follow Chris Cassidy on Instagram at AstroSeal. And Chris, best of luck on your next mission. Godspeed.
Thanks a lot, my friend.